The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Community Fund. To find out more, go to hiwcf.org.uk.
Hey everyone, Toby here, and welcome to another episode of Toby's Tech News. First in tech news, NVIDIA, the world-renowned graphics card company. For reference, a graphics card is a component in a computer which helps output the computer signal onto a screen, have announced their new lines of chips for their next lineup of processors. A processor, or a central processing unit, is what controls all the processes that go on in a computer. With new AI features and a massive speed improvement over the last generation, this, I feel, is an attempt to keep up with the ever-growing and demanding market of AI hardware for computers. But do you feel with other more well-known processor brands also making AI power chips? Do you think there is still a real use application for NVIDIA being predominantly a graphics card company for them to make processors? In other news, Mustafa Suleiman, Google's co-founder of its AI company DeepMind, has joined Microsoft to oversee all of the future AI processes that go on in Microsoft, for example Copilot, Microsoft Edge and etc. Do you think this is a good decision for Mustafa, or do you feel he should stick to what he made, the Google AI DeepMind? And finally in tech news, Apple has released macOS, their operating system for their Apple computers, Sonoma 14.4, which has removed a lot of driver support for Intel. Intel is a processor brand, for reference, powered Macs, now excluding old MacBooks and anyone who has transformed their computer into a Mac from being able to download the most recent macOS. Do you feel this is the right decision for Apple, or should they continue support on their older Macs? Anyways, thank you for joining me for this week's tech news. Join me next week for the next episode of Toby's Tech News.